Okay, today's daf is Me'ilah Daf Chaf Aleph, and that is the last daf, last full daf of Maseches. Me'ilah Daf Chaf Beis already not only finishes Me'ilah, but begins Maseches Kinim. We are holding up the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chaf Aleph. Amid Aleph, today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and anonymously in honor of a Gemar Chasimatova for all of the members of BKNW. So we are holding again at the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Aleph. Amid Aleph, the Mishnah is going to talk about Shlichus with Me'ilah as it relates to money, meaning who's going to be chayiv? I send you to use this money to buy something. Sometimes I'm going to be chayiv for Mila, sometimes you, the shliach, is going to be chayiv for Mila, and sometimes the chenveni, the storekeeper who sells you something, is going to be chayiv for the Mila. So we can go through all the different cases. Then the Gemara is going to try to find the precedent for the idea that there can even be shlichus by someone who's a lav bar das, by a chayr, a shot of a katan, because we're going to see in our Mishnah that in one of the examples of the Mishnah, that there is some level of shlichus for the cherishot and katan. And the Mishnah on the bottom of the page is going to talk about what happens when the shliach partially fulfills the shlichus. You give him X amount of money and tell him what to do with it, and he does half of what you told him what to do with it, and not the other half, or he's Mishana in some way where he's only fulfilling part of the shlichus. The Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about a shomer using the money that he's watching. If the money happens to be hektish money, who's in violation of Me'ilah was the assumption that he's supposed to be able to use the money. When you give your money to a bank, the assumption is that they should always be able to produce the money back for you, but that in the interim they're going to be using that money to make more money. They don't hold all of the money. So by a money changer, a guy who's always dealing with money, is the assumption that he's going to use that money, or is the assumption that he's not going to use the money? The Gemara is then going to ask a stira in the Mishnah, and the Masechta ends with three resolutions to the stira in the Mishnah. So let's see how far we get. So let's start with the Mishnah on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Amar lo, a guy says to a shliach, haveli min achalon, bring me that wallet of money from the window. O min adluskama, or from a certain bag, and he says, and I want you to buy me something in the market with this money. So he says, go get that money from the window, or go get that money from that bag, and then go to the market and buy me something. Vehevi lo, and the shliach brings him what he wants, and the person thought that this money was chulin money, but they really are hegdish money. Afal pishamar balabayis lo, ebli bi elamizeh, vehevi even though the Balabais later says, oh, I didn't mean that money, I meant the money by the other window, or I meant the money that was next to it, or I meant the... So nevertheless, the Balabais is in violation of Me'ilah. And the Gemara is going to explain, what do you mean it's not what you meant? It's what you said, meaning I fulfilled every word of what you told me to do, and therefore that's considered to be the Balabais was, the Balabais is Mo'el. Aval mamar lo, haveli min achalon, but if you say, bring me money from the chalon, vehevi lo min adluskma, and instead he brings from the Dluskama, Omen Adluskama Vavilam and a Chalon, or you say, bring me money from Dluskama, and he brings from the Chalon, Hashliach Mal. The Shliach is the one that's in violation of Me'ilah when he uses that money for Chulin, because since he didn't do the Shlichus of the Balabais the way the Balabais had instructed him, so he's the one that's in violation of Me'ilah. Next case, Shilach Biad Cheresh, Shota Vakatan. The Balabais sends money with a Cheresh, a Shota, or a Katan. Im Shlichuso, Balabais Mal. The Balabais takes hektish money, not realizing that it's hektish money, gives it to Cheresh Vakatan and says, do me a favor, go to the store, buy me whatever. And the Cheresh Vakatan does is exactly as instructed. The Balabais is the one that's in violation of Me'ilah. And the Gemara is going to explain how the Balabais could be in violation of Me'ilah if, after all, Cheresh Vakatan alav b'nei shlichus ninu. So granted, by Me'ilah, ye shlichus zvar aveira, but these people are generally not eligible to be shluchim. Lo asu shlichuso, if the cherishot v'katan didn't do as instructed, then chenveni ma'al, then the balabais is in ma'al because there was no, the shlichus wasn't done. The cherishot v'katan is not ma'al because there are cherishot v'katan, it's the chenveni who receives the money that's in violation of Me'ilah when he uses that money for his own purposes, because at that point he's taking it from Rishos Hegdish l'Rishos Chol, but the balabais is pater because they didn't do a shlichus. Cherishot v'katan, of course, are going to be Pater. Next case, the Mishnah says, Shilach biad pikeach. Let's say the Balabai sends a money of Hagdish with a bardas, with someone who's not a cher shot of a katan, and he doesn't realize that it's Hagdish money that he's giving him. Viniz karat shalu igia etzal chenvini. Right, the Balabai gives him some money, and the guy is going, and there were no cell phones, you couldn't contact him, you couldn't text him, and he's out there, and he's about to go shopping for you, and then you realize, Ayvei, what I gave him was Hagdish money. So, but he's not yet at the store. There's just no catching up with him at this point. So now he goes and he spends that money. So it can't be Mi'ila for me, the Balabais, anymore, because now I'm mazed. Mi'ila is only when you do a Bishogeg. Now I know. Now I know that it's Hagdish money. Chenveni Ma'al. Then the Chenveni, the storekeeper, is the one that's Ma'al. L'kishayotzi. When he spends that money for his own purposes, because he's Shogeg on that spending. But the Balabais, who's amazed, is not Ma'al, because in the Parshas Me'ila, the Pasuk says, Nefesh kisimol ma'al v'chata bishkaga mikadshe Hashem, that it's dafka, if it happens bishogeg, is it a violation of Me'ila? Whereas the Shliach was not Moel, because he did the Shlichus of the Balabais. Exactly, so the Shliach is not going to be in violation of Me'ila. So Kate said, Yaseh, what should the guy do in that situation? Balabais just sent money, and he realizes, Ayvei, I sent Hagdish money, this guy is going to go, and he's going to, of course he's going to do my Shlichus. So what do I do? So there is an Eitzah. Notel pruta o kli, take some money or take a kli that has some value. Va'omer, pruta shel hagdish b'kol makom shehu, mechulal al zeh, and say that the pruta of hagdish, wherever it may be right now, should become chulin on this kli or on this pruta. Meaning I'm swapping out this kli or this pruta to become hagdish instead of the kli or the pruta that I sent with that fellow. Shah hagdish nifta b'kesef, because the halacha is you could be poda hagdish not only with money but with a kli also, with shava kesef, with anything that has value. Good. So says the Gemara on the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if the Balabais tells the shliach to bring him money from a certain place and he brings it to him, the Balabais is moel even if he claims that his kavana was for somewhere else. Meaning the shliach does exactly as the Balabais said. He followed every word of the Balabais, but the Balabai says, oh, that's not what I meant. I didn't mean you should take that bag of money. I meant a different bag of money. We said, it doesn't matter. Balabais is the one that's in violation of Me'ila. So, frankly, my kamash, Milan, what's the Mishnah telling us? Isn't it L'chara Davar Pashut? Says, no, it's telling us with Chiddush. Dvarim Shebelev, Enam Dvarim. That I might have thought that we trust the Balabais, that this Shliach didn't do his Shlichus because it's not what the Balabais meant. So, come tell us, we don't care what the Balabais meant because we can't trust what the Balabais meant. That's Dvarim Shebelev. Dvarim Shebelev are Enam Dvarim. And we ignore what he says he meant. We have to pay attention to what he actually said at the time of the Minoy HaShliach. And he said to take this money, and the Shliach did exactly as he said. The Rambam, Perush Mishnayos, writes that the Mishnah is teaching us that even by Mi'ila we say Dvarim Shebelev Enam Dvarim, because the Chara, we always say Dvarim Shebelev Enam Dvarim. What's the great Chiddush that we say Dvarim Shebelev Enam Dvarim? Yeah, well, Mi'ila has different rules than everywhere else. For example, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera by Mi'ila, but even more so, specifically over here, the Achronim point out that there's a good Hava, I mean, it's say Dvarim Shebelev are Dvarim when it comes to Mi'ila, because when do we say Dvarim Shebelev Enam Dvarim? That's when you're dealing with a business dealing between two people. So I say, no, it's not what I meant to sell you, it's not what I meant to give you. It's not a matter of what you meant, right? You should have gotten a better lawyer who wrote things explicitly in the contract, exactly what you meant. But when it comes to Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and why is Dvarim Shebelev Enam Dvarim? I'm Mistaver. I'm going to know what's in your heart, I'm going to know what's in your mind. How am I supposed to know what's in your mind? I only know what you tell me. But when you're dealing with Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're dealing with Me'ila, Ribbono Shel Olam knows very well what's in your mind. So you would think that Dvarim Shebelev are Dvarim when it comes to Me'ila. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that when it comes to Me'ila, we also say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. Okay, the Mishnah then says, Shilach V'yalcher Shot V'katan. We said if they did their shlichus of the Balabais exactly as he said, then the Balabais is Moel. Even though they're a cheir shot of a katan, that counts as a shlichus as far as being able to be mechayiv the Balabais in Me'ila. Frakli Gemara, v'alav nei shlichusin inu, cheir shot of a katan can't become shluchim, they're not eligible for shlichus. It's a mishnah in Gittin on Daf Chav Gimel that are called ksherin lahavias aget, chutz mi cheir shot of a katan, because they're not b'nei deya, the Gemara over there explains. So how could the Balabais Bala Bais become chayiv al smach their shlichus, because they did the shlichus that he sent them to do. So Rav Lazar, asa'um kima'atan shel zesim. It's not so unprecedented that something that has no das can somehow function as a shliach. Just like a kli that they would gather olives in, that sometimes functions as a shliach. What? Well, what's that talking about? The Tanan, the Mishnah in the ninth paragraph of Taurus tells us, Hazesim me'emasai mekabel tumma. When are zesim mekabel tumma? In order for any food to be mekabel tumma, it first has to become huchsha lekabel tumma, needs to come into contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim, but it's not only enough for it to come into contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim, it needs to be that it's nichalei, that you want it to be in contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim. If it unfortunately comes in contact with one of the Zayin Mashkim, it's not a huchshel kabel tumah, it has to be a liquid that you want to be there. So when are they mekabel tumah? When are olives mekabel tumah? When's the first time that they come in contact with a little bit of the oil that seeps out of the olives, and you're happy about it, you want that oil to be seeping out of the olives? Mishiyaziu zeyas hama'atan. When some of the oil comes out, they're in the kli where they pile it up when they're getting it ready for schita, when they're getting it ready to press the olives. So it's in a big vat, and in that vat there's a little bit of oil that will come out that will soften the olives and will make them more mukshar for schita. It will make them more ready for schita. So that's something you're very happy about. You want that little bit of juice, that little bit of zeya, to soften up the olives, but velo zeyas hakupa, but not when it's in the original boxes that you put the olives in as you're picking it off of the tree, because it's only when you want the mashkim on the ochel that it becomes mukshel lekabel tumah. When they're in the matan, you are absolutely want it. When they're in the kupa, you don't. So what does that have to do with our halach over here about sending a cherishot to the katan? So the way the Rishonim explain is that just like, even though the matan, that kli, that vat it's in prior to pressing, has no das, and nevertheless the yitzias hashemen on the zesim in that ma'atan is considered to be done b'shlichus ha-bailim. It's not a din in shlichus over there, but at least with the bailim's ratzon, he's interested in it. So too, chereshot v'katan, even though they're not b'nei deya, it's considered to be that the hotzas hegdish is done by the balabayas because he is happy with how it is being done. That is how Rashi explains. I mean, what it seems to be saying is that it's not really a din in shlichus, that the balabayas is having it done and he's happy with it, how it was done. So that's the Bala Bais Mal, because the idea of Yeshliach Lidvar Aveira is a very great Chiddush that we say by Me'ila, but the point is that it goes back to the Bala Bais. So this is, you don't even need Shlichus Adra, but this is better than Shlichus. Shlichus is normally that the Shliach is an independent entity, so there's a Havamina to say that it's him, and that it's not me, that it's not the Bala Bais. Over here, the Shliach is not a Bardas, there's no Havamina that it's him. The only person it could be is me. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ka'osu Shoshanin, Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, it's very similar to Nesano al gabei kof va'alicho or al gabei peel va'alicho. You want to make an Erev Tchumen somewhere, but you're too lazy to actually schlep out to put the Erev down somewhere. So what do? You put it, you know which direction it has to go in, so you give the Erev, you give the Muslim Shtei Sudos to a monkey, and you send it in a certain direction. He's going to drop it at some point. He'll throw it, he'll fling it, whatever. He'll drop it at some point. Wherever he drops it, that's where my Erev is going to be. Or you put it on an elephant, and he'll drop it somewhere, and wherever he drops it, that's where it's going to be. Hareza Eruv. That has a din of an Eruv. That works as far as Eruv Tchumen. Right? That's why it became a Talmudic terminology, that we call something a Maisa Kof. That when a monkey does something, it's Lav Dafka a monkey. It means a machine does something. It means someone that has no halachic, halachic meaning when they do something. That it's empty of any halachic significance on their part, but they're just making it happen. It's just something that's happening on its own. Rav Shechtman once got into trouble because they asked him if a woman could read a ksuba. He said, reading a ksuba is a maisa kov, meaning reading a ksuba under a chuppah is not really anything. It doesn't have any halachic significance. So he used the halachic terminology. So the headline in the newspaper, Rabbi Shechter calls women monkeys. So that's if you're a total amaretz and you never heard the term maisa kov, so that's the association you make. But that's obviously see that's the halachic terminology that we use. And this is an example of it. So Alma ka'avdo shlichusei. Hachanami is avdo shlichusei. So it seems that even though the kof and the peel are not b'nei das, nevertheless, since they did their shlichus, because it happened, meaning they don't have to, it's not about their maisa, it's about it happening. So the Erev is going to be chal. So we hear also, it happened. The Chayr Shotev HaKatan went and they spent the money. They took the Agdash money. So the money got spent and was used l'chulin. So that's all that needs to happen. Okay, Shilach B'yad Pikech. We then said, if you send the B'yad Pikech, and you remember, before he gets to the Chenveni, so the Chenveni is Ma'al when he spends the money. So it says, even though the Shliach does not realize that he's dealing with Hekdash money, Uramini, but I'll ask you a stira, Nizkar Balabayas Velo Nizkar Shliach. What if the Balabayas realizes before the money is spent that it's Hekdash money? But the Shliach does not realize HaShliach Ma'al. The Shliach is in violation of Mi'ila, not the Chenveni. It's a stira. Our Mishnah said that the Chenveni is in violation of Mi'ila. And Gemara Amar of Sheshes, Masnisinami Kishenizkaru Shnehem. Now, in our Mishnah, when we say that the Chenveni is in violation of Mila, it has to be assuming that the Shliach also realizes by the time he gets there that it's Hekdash money, so he's also Mazen, and therefore he's not eligible for Mila. Memela, it's going to be only the Chenveni, who's the Shogeg over here, and he's going to be the one that's in violation of Mila. Okay, new Mishnah. Nasan lo pruta. This Mishnah is going to talk about partial fulfillment of the Shlichus. So Nasan lo pruta, you give the Shliach a pruta of Hegdish. And Amarlo, Haveli b'chatzia neiros b'chatzia psilos. Use half of this pruta to buy me neiros, and the other half to buy psilos, to buy the wicks. V'halach vevilo b'kula psilos. And he goes and he buys wicks with all of it. So with all of the neiros means the little klecheres that they would pour the oil into and stick the wick into. Now, the neiros is not what you would think of like a wax candle, because then you don't need separate wicks. Right? So neiros means the kle that holds the oil and the wick. So you tell him, I have plenty of oil at home, just do me a favor, buy me wicks and buy me the kli, buy me the receptacle, buy me the neros. And he goes and he buys only wicks. Oh, bekula neros. So you say, buy me only candle, only the kli. Oh, sharmelo have or he buys only the kli, doesn't buy any wicks. Oh, sharmelo, or another case, the balabai sells the shliach, haveli bekula neros. I want you to buy only neros. Oh, bekula psilos, or buy it with all of it, buy wicks. V'halach vevi b'chetzi neros b'chetzi psilos. And he goes and he does half. Shneim lo malu. Neither the shliach nor the balabayas are mal. The balabayas not mal because his shlichus was not fulfilled. The shliach is not mal because he was meshane mishlichuso only in a chatzi pruta, and there's no meila b'chatzi pruta. For a chatzi pruta, he did the shlichus. It's the other chatzi pruta that he didn't. You can't have meila by a chatzi pruta. Aval im amr lo haveli b'chatzi neros mimakomploni or b'chatzi psilos mimakomploni. But if you tell him, buy me some neros in that store, buy me some psilos over there. V'halach ve'vilo neros mimakom psilos, psilos mimakom neros. And he goes and he buys the right products, but in the wrong places. Hashliach ma'al. The shliach is in violation of meila because it's not considered that he did his shlichus when he buys in the wrong place. So he's been meshana mishlichus. So by both half prutos, which is equals to a full pruta, so he's meshana mishlichus and neshav pruta. So he's the one that is ma'al. Nasan lo shtei prutos. So the Baal Bayis gives two prutos of hagdish to the shliach. V'amr lo leich v'haveli esrog, and he says, go buy me an esrog. So this good daf yomi coincidence, right? We're in esrog buying season. But nah, Tos says this is not a daf yomi coincidence. This is an esrog the rest of the year. It's not this week. If we're this time of year, then there's no way you're finding an esrog for two prutos. It's the rest of the year that you can find an esrog for two prutos. So v'halach v'hevi lo ba'achas esrog, and he goes and he buys with one pruta, or with one pruta. He goes and he buys an esrog with one pruta, uba achas rimon, and then he says, oh, he wanted fruits. So he buys a rimon with the other pruta, shnei emalu. Then both of them, the mishalech and the shliach, are in violation of mi'il. The balabais is mal because with the first pruta, his shlichus was fulfilled, and esrog was bought, and the shliach is mal because he took another pruta and did not like what the balabais said. So he's in violation of mi'il for that by buying the rimon. Rabbi Yudah Amar balabais lo mal, shu amar lo esrog gadol yisim mivakesh vevesili katan vera. That the balabais isn't mal at all because you didn't do my shlichus at all. I told you to buy me a two pruta esrog. You bought me a one pruta esrog. That's not at all what I wanted. it's a totally different fruit. It would be a much larger, sweeter, better, more ripe fruit. So nasa no dinar zahav. Another case, the Bala Bayis gives a dinar zahav to the shliach, which is worth 25 dinari kesef, which is 6 slotim of kesef, of hegdish. And so that's what a dinar zahav is worth. And he doesn't realize that it's hegdish. And he says, go buy me a nice shirt. And he takes 3 of the slotim from that dinar, and he buys a chaluk, and the other 3 he buys a talis. So the halach is shnei amalu, that both the Baal HaBayis and the shliach are in violation of mi'ilah. The Baal HaBayis in violation of mi'ilah because his shlichus was fulfilled with the chaluk that was bought for him, and the shliach is in violation of mi'ilah because he was mishana mishlichuso in buying the talis. Rabbi Domer Baal HaBayis lo mal, shomer lo chaluk adol yisi mevakesh ve'esli katan vara. No, if I told you to buy, spend a dinar zahav on my suit, I wanted a dinar zahav on my suit. You buy, you use only a half a dinar zahav on the suit, I'm not getting the same suit. So you got me a nice talis along with it also, but that's not a fulfillment of my shlichus whatsoever. Okay, says Gemara, Sham mina man de amal shlucho zil zavin li kura da ara vazel zavin le lischa. From our Mishnah, we can be miyashev an old suffix that we had in Dine Shlichus. Because if the case is, a guy says, here, sell from my land a karka the size of a kur. And the shliach goes and he sells a karka the size of a lesech, which is half the size of a kur. Kani lokech. The lokech is kona. That land that was sold to him, we don't say, nah, this guy wasn't doing a proper shlichus, that it's batlu shlichuso. Even though he only did half of what he was supposed to do. How do you see that in our Mishnah? Because in our Mishnah, he told the guy, the Baal HaBayis, told the Shliach to buy a chaluk with a full dinar, and nevertheless, the Tanakhama says that even if he only used a half a dinar to buy it, it's considered that he fulfilled the Shlichus of the Baal HaBayis, and he's in violation of Mi'ilah. So it's the same thing. He only did half of what I told him to do, but that's still considered part of my Shlichus. So Amri, so they say, no, Hacha Hechidami, what's the case over here? The shliach buys the Baal HaBayis a chaluk that actually is worth a full dinar. He just got a good deal. And in that way, he actually fulfills the shlichus. But you can't bring a raya that when I actually really only do half of what you told me, that that's considered fulfillment of the shlichus. So says Gemara, is that really the case? Ema Seifa. The Seifa goes on to say, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Baal HaBayis lo ma'al, shliach alomer lo chaluk gadol yisi mevakesh, ve'ves lo chaluk katan vara, that Rabbi Yehuda says the Baal HaBayis is not in violation of mi'ilah, because he could tell him that I was looking for a chaluk gadol and you brought me nothing like I was looking for. You brought me a lousy suit. I wanted a really good suit. So if the case was that, like we explained it, that he brought back exactly what you asked for and he just got a really good deal, then how could the Baal HaBayis say I was looking for a higher quality suit? So the Taina of Rabbi Yehuda is no. The Amalei I havas dinar kulei I see the shavashtei dinarin. No, the Taina of Rabbi Yehuda is, you're right, you got me exactly what I had in mind I was going to get with the dinar zahav, but now that I realize you could get such a deal, I would have upgraded, I would have gotten a better suit. So achinami mistavrin, it's most mistavrin to say that that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant to katani, because it goes it says moder Rabbi Yehuda bikitnis, that in the Tosefta it says that even though Rabbi Yehuda disagrees as far as buying the suit, he would agree if it was about buying kitnis, if it was about buying some beans, that the that someone sends a shliach to buy X amount of kitnis with the dinar, and the shliach buys that same amount with a chatzi dinar, and with the other chatzi dinar he buys something else. So Rabbi Yehuda's moda sheshnei amalu, that in such a case they're both mohel, that he did fulfill the shlichus. Why? Shakitnis pruta of the kitnis dinar, the value of the kitnis remains the same whether you buy a pruta or whether you buy a dinar's worth. Meaning even when you buy kitnis bedinar, the amount of the kitnis that the kona gets for each pruta is the same as the amount of kitnis that that the kona gets for when he buys it with the pruta. So the mishalech can't say that if you would have bought me a kitnis bedinar, you would have gotten kitnis worth shnei dinarim, because they don't change the price when you buy a higher quantity. So the bottom line is that the case where Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in the Mishnah is talking about where the Baal HaBayis was marviach if he would have spent more money. So it's dafka because of that he could say that lo nasa shlichuso. So says Mara hechidami. Well, what's the case that the Tosefta is talking about where the value of the kitnis is kavua without paying attention to the quantity? Iba asra dezavni b'shuma. If we're talking about a case where they sell based on estimating without measuring out exactly, gabi kitnis nami diyav sella mosli leitvei. But well, a person buys kitnis for a seller, they'll give it to him more cheaply. And Rabbi Yehuda could and if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the balabais could make the same taina lechora to the shliach that you didn't do my shlichus. That if you would have spent all money, you would have gotten the Costco size and therefore the Costco deal. You would have gotten more and they would have assessed you at a cheaper price. Some Rav Papa beduchta de mezavni bekanikani. Now we're talking about a case where they sell kitnis based on a certain midah that's called a kana, and kana bepruta. And whatever it is, the price remains 100% consistent that each kana of kitnis costs a pruta. Tahasam pasuk milsayu, that the price is 100% kavua. So too the balabais, that's why the balabais can't tind it to the shliach that you would have made me more money if you would have spent all of it on the kitnis. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda's moda that in the chatzi dina that he used to buy the kitnis, he has actually fulfilled his shlichus. Okay, next mishnah. Hamafkin ma'os, a person is mafkin ma'os etzol shulchan. He gives money to a money changer to hold on to his money like a bank. So imtzrurin, if the money is wrapped up in a certain way, lo yishtamish ben, then the shulchan is supposed to know that he's not supposed to touch that money because by wrapping it in a certain way, that's how the balabais is letting it be known that this money is not to be touched. It's like a safety deposit box. It's not like putting money in a bank. Lefichachim hotzi ma'al, and therefore, if the shulchan he spends that money and it's hegdish money, he's the one that's in violation of the me'ila, not the balabais. Im mutarin, but if he gives him loose change, that's the equivalent of putting money in the bank. Then yishtamish ben, the shulchan is allowed to use that money in the interim as long as he could produce it. When you ask, he could produce an equal amount of money when you ask for the money back. Lefichach mahotzi lo ma'al, and therefore, if the shulchan spends the money, he's not in violation of me'ila. It's the mafkid that's in violation of me'ila because it's ki'ilu he made the shulchan a shliach to spend the money. Eitzel balabais, if you are mafkid money by a balabais, not a professional money changer, then benkach lo yishtamish ben. If you just give money to your neighbor to watch for you, then he's not allowed to use it. He's not allowed to spend that money on anything. And therefore, lefichach motzi mal, if he does use it, he's in violation of mi'ila. Hachenveni kabalabayas. The chenveni has a din like a balabayas, that even when you give him money, he's not allowed to use it at all. Divrei meir. Rabbi Yudomer kashulchani, that no, a chenveni, a storekeeper, is like a money changer, and the assumption is that unless it's tsururin, he is allowed to use that money. Nafla prutash alagdish b'toch kiso. Let's say a person has a prutash alagdish that ended up in his wallet with all of his chulin money. O sha'amar prutah b'kisa hegdish. Or the owner of a wallet says, one pruta in this wallet should be hegdish. Kivan shalotzi asarishona ma'al. As soon as he takes the first pruta out of that kiss and he uses it for chulin, there's his violation of mi'il div Rabbi Akiva. We assume which pruta is it that's hegdish? The first one. The chamram achiyotzi as kolakis. Then no, he only is in violation of mi'ila when he spends every last pruta in that wallet, because only then do you know for sure that there was mi'ila. Mod Rabbi Akiva l'chamim ba'omer pruta min kizeh hegdish u'motzi ba'ol. If he says that a pruta from this kiss should be hegdish, that he could spend everything from chulin until he spends the last pruta, and only that one is hegdish. So ask the Gemara stira. Kiyas Rav Dimi Yomer Rami le Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks the following stira to Rabbi Yochanan. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Why is it in the Reisha Rabbi Kiva holds that the first pruta spent is already mi'ila, and in the Seifa he said until he spends all of it, just because he said that if you say pruta min kiseh hegdish, now you have to spend all of it? So three answers. Amrlei, first answer is Seifa ba'omer lo yupater kizzeh mina hegdish. The Seifa is talking about where the owner of the kiss says that he's mekabel on himself that this kiss will have some hegdish in it, and I'm not gonna be done with this kiss until some hegdish is spent. So that's a way that you're saying that it should be only the pruta achrona, only the last pruta. A second approach, kiyasa ravin amar kisin ashvarim. Ramalei, you're asking a din of kisim in our mishnah on the din that it says by shvarim that ditnan. The mishnah says im meseches menachos homer echad mishvarai hegdish. A person says one of my one of my oxen should be a hegdish. Hayilo shnayim, and he had two oxen. Hagadol shaban hegdish. The larger of the two is hegdish. So it sounds like if they were both the same size, the first one is going to be hegdish, and that's a kasha on the seifa of our mishnah. We said that the last pruta is going to be hegdish. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yochanan says Reish Lakish seifa ba Omer leyupatar kizeh mina hegdish. So Rabbi Yochanan says Reish Lakish, the seifa is talking about where you say that I'm not going to be done with this until the last one is hegdish. So you use an expression that's very obvious that you mean only the last one. And then the third approach of Papa Amar, Kisin Alugin, another daya, as far as the kasha that Reish Lakish asked on Rabbi Yochanan. It's not a third answer, or the second answer was not a second answer either. It was a second question that we're answering with the same answer. So Papa Amar, a different question that's being answered. Kisin Alugin, that the stira is between Kis and Lugin, Ramalei, Ditanan, because the Mishnah says, Halokeach Yain, you buy wine, Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShemashos, Mibena Kutim, from Kutim, and Omer, Shnei Lugin, Shani Yasa Lahafrish, Harei in Shuma, two Lugin that I will be mafresh as truma, asara meiser rishon, tisha meiser sheni, omechal v'sho samiyad, and you could be mechal it and drink the rest of the wine right away, because you already kori shem and everything. Divra meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Ostrim, they all say that you're not allowed to. So Reish Lakish is saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanaim that joined with him, even in the safe of the Mishnah, we should have asked using those prutos, since you can't be mevarer that it's dafka the last one that's muktash, because l'shitasam, you don't say that who. The safe of the Mishnah is talking about where you say which means that you're dafka making the last one hegdish. Tomorrow we will begin Meseches Kinim.